The soul of ultra magnificent, so ultra phenomenal. We give you all of the glory and the praise. We want to have a record, Lord, of saying that you are the only true and living God, and that you deserve all the glory and all the praise. Thank you for sending your son, Jesus. Oh, that's one of the most significant, that is the most significant thing in our lives. When you sent your son, Jesus, all the way from heaven down to save us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And thank you for that more than we can express in words. We appreciate that. Jesus, we love you. We know that you're sitting to the right of the Father. We want you to hear this, that we appreciate you and love you and thank you for your supreme sacrifice.
Yes,
God, this is your day every day.
Yes.
Your day, the day of Jesus, the day of God. We just want you to know that we're here for you. You've been there for us all these years. And we want you to know that we finally got it, Lord. Finally got it. That we ought to be there for you. We praise you. We thank you and give you all the glory.
Oh,
every night, Lord, on the block line, we're trying to get you a billion praises. And we know that you appreciate it. We just want to say that we love you. Now, here this morning, we ask that you take over this prayer line. Forgive all sin, anything that we've done that is displeasing in your sight. Forgive us, Lord, and cover us with the blood of Jesus. Help us in every aspect of our lives to be better and to go up, 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 up. Now, Lord, bless us today. Heal. We do many miracles on this line. We appreciate it. Please know that it has not gone overlooked. We appreciate it very much. Bless us and we'll bless you back. Yeah, thank you for it. We ask that today that you not let the people leave the same way they've come, but lift them up where they belong. Oh, God, we believe in you more than we believe in anything else in this world.
Yes.
We give you the glory and give you the praise and all the honor. It belongs to you. Thank you, 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 thank you.
Oh, God, we thank you.
Oh, God, have your way in our souls. In Jesus' name. Lord, give a significant increase on the prayer line. Bless the people in an ultra awesome way. And we'll give you the glory and the honor shall be thine and all the praise. In Jesus' name. Lord, look on those who are incarcerated. Help them and bless them. Those who deserve to come out, let them come out in Jesus' name. And God, bless your people everywhere. Save to the utmost, Lord. Yeah, save. I mean, that son, that daughter, that grandchild, that niece, that nephew. Save, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Look on the world. That's those people who are fighting, still fighting over there in Iraq. God, bring divine deliverance, we pray. Thank you for all things that are going around, all the new things. And God, people need your help everywhere. So we look to thee, we lift you up, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. We ask all of these things specifically in the name of Jesus and for the glory of God, that your divine will be done on this line. Thank you. We pray in Jesus' name. Thank God for the glory of God. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. God bless all of you on this line. Are you all awake? If you are, good morning to you. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning to y'all. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Bless you. Let's commence this line with praise this morning. The Lord is up. He never sleeps nor slumbers, according to the word. And he is up, listening to your every praise. I want every area code to salute the Lord and christen this line with praise. Amen. Amen. Y'all awake? Amen. Let's praise him. Amen. From every area code, 219-847-708-913-773-801-916. All of y'all, 910-7. Let's praise him. Name of Jesus, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to get your praise report ready. We have a format here of praise reports and prayer requests. And you're welcome to enter your praise report. When we open the line up, we want to hear your praise report. Amen. That's something that the Lord gave us, that we would allow the people to participate and give God the praise. He's done something for you. We want to hear about it. Why? Because the Bible says, make known your praises before the people. Yeah. Make known before the people. We're the people. That edifies us and causes us to have more faith to believe God for our situation, to believe him for our miracle. Amen. Because we hear your blessings and what God did for you. See? And that's a wonderful thing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to ask Sister Ivory Roy. She's on the line from Chicago. Amen. Roy, if you're there, I want you to ask, give your praise report. Ask if there are other praise reports. And allow the people to give their praise reports. And then, well, we'll go on after that. But go, Sister Roy, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Man, can you get those praise reports for us? The Lord, put you on the heart. Give your praise report and get those praise reports. All right,
Chair.
Sister Roy, go ahead.
My praise report is that my daughter-in-law, I had asked prayer for my daughter-in-law.
Uh-huh.
Had surgery on last week, and well, and she is now in recovery, and I praise God for that. I praise God.
Thank God. Hallelujah.
Wonderful. Hold in my right mind. I thank God for life in the body, health in my spirit. I just thank God for being God in my life.
Mm-hmm. All right, open the line up for those who have praise reports. Mr. Roy, open the line up for those who have other praise reports.
Oh, the line is open. For those who have praise reports, would you please give your name and your praise report?
Good morning. This is Sister Jolene Garnett, 773. Thank God for being here this morning. But this is the day that the Lord has made. We are going to rejoice and be glad.
Yes.
God for all the ambassadors and Eglet and Mother Johnson. I just thank the Lord how the Lord gave me a bona fide miracle this weekend. My son, he had changed the battery in his truck, and the battery exploded. So I thank the Lord that he spared
me. Oh, my God.
And I'm just asking God keep on doing great things for me. And on this hemp prayer line, God is really working miracles each and every day. I thank God for you, Ambassador Dr. John. You are so awesome. And keep on doing what you're doing, and don't stop. And to Mother Johnson and First Lady, God bless you all. Love you so dear.
Bless you.
Sister Jolene Donnette.
Oh,
jump right in there, Sister Roy. Jump right in there.
Do whatever you any other praise reports. Thank and praise you for your praise report. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Dr. Peterson from Indiana. To Reverend Johnson, all those on the program, I thank you, praise God. I think praise was you allowed me to hear the VHS all day yesterday, and I hadn't been for a while. So yesterday I was able to go, and I spent the day in church, and I thank you, praise God, because he is so good. I really enjoy myself, and hope I continue to do better. God has been good, and he's still good all the time, I think.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Jump right in there, Sister Roy.
Can you praise your voice?
Can't hear you. You have to speak up.
Anyone else on the line that has a praise report? Please give your praise report.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Mother Jesus from Indianapolis, Indiana. Thank God. Good night to me. Oh, he's good. I just want y'all to know that your prayers have answered. The Lord has blessed me with my doctor's love seat. Thank you, Jesus. I can sit down on the couch in the love seat.
All right. Praise him.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
He has the prayers.
Yes, he does.
Amen.
Yes. Please identify yourself.
Speak up a little louder.
From Indianapolis, Indiana.
Okay. That praise report, will there be another praise report?
This is Sister Lucille.
Morning.
I just want to say the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? I'm just asking the saints. On yesterday, I went to church yesterday, and the Lord blessed me. I just thank the Lord that my children was at the church yesterday. My daughter, she got a blessing on yesterday. And I'm just asking the saints to pray for me and my children. God bless you.
Thank you, Sister Lucia.
All right, God bless you. Thank you for your praise report. Anyone else have a praise report?
Good morning.
I'm right in there.
From 616 area code, and I just want to say praise God from whom all blessings flow. Thank you.
All right, God bless you. Are there any other praise reports?
Can you hear me? This is Mother Johnson.
We can hear you, Mother Johnson. Good morning to you.
Good morning to all of you. And I praise God this morning for good night rest, good night's rest. Going to church on yesterday, I was very tired, low. I didn't feel well, and I didn't say much about it, but I thank God this morning I'm feeling much better. After I struggled and went to church, but I thank God because he touched my body. And I feel much better this morning, and I'm praising and magnifying the Lord for his goodness and his love and tender mercy. And I thank God because I'm still holding on. I'm going all the way with the Lord, and I praise God. Regardless of what happened or how I feel, I won't turn loose. I won't lose my whole hopes on the Lord. God is still blessing me, and I thank God I had a wonderful night of rest, and I feel better this morning. Thank you. God bless you. And pray for Mother
God bless you, Mother Johnson. I tell you that. I know it was the Lord that led me to come over there yesterday and anoint you with oil. I don't normally do that at the beginning of our service, but the Lord led me over there to anoint you with oil, and I'm just grateful. I didn't know you were sick, amen, but I know I'm grateful.
Yes.
Lord, to touch you. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. Anybody else with the praise report this morning? Yeah, come on.
Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador-elect Prophetess Justice from Arkansas. I just wanted to give God the glory for his son, Jesus, for a man who knew no sin, but yet he became sin for us. I just want to say there is power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. On this weekend, we had to rush my dad back to the hospital, but immediately, saints, somebody say, suddenly, God honored his word. He watched over his word to perform it, and it did not return unto him void. Suddenly, there was power in the name of Jesus. And I stand in agreement, thanks to God. Dr. Johnson, I remember something that you share. Every time that you pray for someone, you will say, lift up your hand. And I'm very careful who I allow. Shake my right hand. In this hand, there is power.
Always.
In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I thank God we can pull down strongholds if we take this hand and pull it down. We can take this hand, same hand, and lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And I just praise God. I'm going to say it again this morning. There is power in the name of Jesus. God bless all of you. He will watch over his spoken word. Have a wonderful, blessed day in the Lord. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Every time I open up my eyes and I see something that I've never seen or experienced something I've never experienced before, it's a new day. It is a dawning of a new day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
Thank God for you. All right, Sister Roy, why don't we get about three or four more praise reports? Go ahead, Sister Roy.
Praise reports. Is there anyone else that has a praise report? Please identify yourself and give your praise report. In the name of Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Anyone else? Well, I want to thank God. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Is there another praise report? Will there be another?
Man, I haven't
good
heard
morning.
From other.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Sheila 860 from Connecticut. I'm just giving God all the praise and the honor this morning. He's been so good to me. He is the head in control, the front, the back of me. And I just want to say thank you, God, for all the great work that you have did in my life, whether it's through my ups and downs or my trials, my tribulations. I'm just giving God the praises. This morning, I did just get back from North Carolina on this morning. I had a wonderful weekend down there. Even though my mom is in the hospital, I'm still giving God the praises because he's just doing things in our lives. And I just thank him for allowing us to come back home safe and sound. I thank him because he's still healing my mama's body, even though she's in the hospital. But I thank him for all that he has done. And also I want to thank God. Thank God so much because a week ago I didn't plan it, but God allowed me to purchase a brand new 2014 vehicle. And I'm giving God all the praise because it wasn't in my plan, but it was in his plan, just because he knows that I travel back and forth to North Carolina on a regular basis for my mom. Thank God for all the great things that he has done for me. God bless you all. I love you. Keep on doing the work of the Lord because it is going to pay off. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless
you. Will there be another praise before
you?
Yeah. Will there be another? Give God some praise this morning. Come on, give him some praise.
Oh, yeah.
I know he's done something for you. Praise.
Go ahead.
There's no others.
All right. Holy Ghost revealed to me, what about Friday? Amen. I said, what about what he did for you on Friday? Somebody on this line, he did something for you on Friday. Have you forgotten it that quickly? What he did for you? The line is open to you to give your praise report.
Come
morning.
Good morning. This is Sister Gina in Kansas, and I just want to thank the Lord for another day that he has allowed me to see. I thank you for how he watched over, protected all of us over the weekend, and allowed us all to return to this wonderful prayer line again this morning. I thank God for our service on yesterday. Pastor brought the message. Well, he started the series on what would you do if you were the devil. And I thank God for that message. Looking forward to part two, part three, and however many other parts are the Lord gives him to bring to us. But I thank God for our wonderful service on yesterday. I ask you all to please continue to pray my strength and love.
God bless you. Amen. God bless you.
He's
all right, somebody on the line, have you forgotten what he did for you on Friday? Yeah, the Holy Ghost said it. And I want you to remember the things he does for you. Amen. God bless you. Anybody else have a praise report?
Worthy. He is worthy.
Good morning. God bless everyone on the prayer line this morning. Ambassador Pfeiffer, 502 area code. Just praising and lifting up the name of Jesus. Praising God for how he has just blessed. And thank you, Ambassador Johnson, for even mentioning Friday. We've been in service since Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and two services on Sunday. And I'm just giving God the glory because the Lord has blessed. We did the service on Thursday for the 9/11, and the service just continued on. And we had have them out-of-town guests as well yet that will be leaving probably this morning. But just giving God the glory and just seeing how God had worked out miracles and how God had brought so many, many, many miracles to the lives of the people, my God. And we were teaching and talking and doing panels on adultery and sex and men and women and how God is showing people up, people that are coming out of the bag, how the Lord now is starting to show people up that are calling themselves in the corner. And I am praising God because the Lord know how to bless the people. He know how to pull the cover off of you and let you see yourself so that you can straighten up. The days are evil, saints. And I want you to know these are the last and evil days. And we just, even on Sunday, one of the members at church, 29 years old, had an aneurysm. He's still in a coma, and we're just praying for him, praying that the Lord work this out for him. Because the enemy is trying to snatch those that are trying to serve him, and the ones that seem like want to do anything they want to do and big enough to do, seem like they might be trying to get away with something, but the Lord know how to pull the cover off. And I am praising God because miracles will work and people start confessing their faults. One, hallelujah, hallelujah. Confessing their faults one to another in the midst of this service and how they were just slain in the spirit, just out in the spirit, and you lay hands on them. They want prayer. They need prayer. They're confessing. So don't forget about those that are out there that are hurting. We're on the prayer line, and I gave the number to some of the people so they could start joining in and receive some of the miracles that we are experiencing on this prayer line. And God bless everyone. I love you and anything you can do about it. A little worn out this morning, but thanking God just the same for everything he's done. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you,
God bless you Mother
Good
Digby.
Morning.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Mother Digby. Go ahead.
Go ahead. God bless you. Thank God, thank God. I couldn't get off of mute, but I thank the Lord for all of his goodness. I thank the Lord for how we had such beautiful service on Sunday and how death was just prophesied, but how our pastor rebuked death. I mean, you could just feel the atmosphere, but God just give our pastor the rebuke death. I thank the Lord for all of his goodness, how the Lord just give us warning and let us know different things that are coming. I thank the Lord for prophecy because God still gives the prophecy at our church, and I thank the Lord for that. I thank the Lord for so many things. God blessed our pastor to go to with the team to Malawi, somewhere in Africa. It took them 17 hours. It was a 17-hour flight, but God blessed them to make it there and back. One of the elders got sick there, and they didn't have no blood, but God blessed. They came up with some blood, and he was able to make it back with the team, and I just thank the Lord for that. God has been so good. I just feel the favor of God on my life. I thank God.
All right, go ahead with the next one.
Yes. Good morning, everybody. That line unmuted at 6:23. What Ambassador Pfeiffer was talking, this is 816. Oh, great. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. And you know, Dr. Johnson, because on Friday, I was blessed. I just thank God for the last couple of days on the prayer line because it's been such a support system, and we need an honest support system, even what we're doing for Brother Vets, Brother Johnson's grandson. Sister Gina even reached out to me referencing a job. So there's so many people on this line that are a support system with integrity and honesty, trying to honestly help each other. So I just really want to thank God. Thank you, Lord, for opening up the lines, and I can give you the praise, God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, God, for the support system that you are putting through First Fruit staff, family members, and friends. God bless you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
All right. God bless you. I want to thank you, Sister Roy, for doing such a good job this morning. God bless you.
God bless
you. And the Lord is on the front line. And doing marvelous and great and marvelous things. Right. Is there, I'll take maybe one or two more praise reports. Y'all have been keeping to your 2 minutes. That's beautiful. Anybody else with a praise report? We got time for you. Anyone else?
This Ambassador Pfeiffer, Dr. Johnson. I just wanted to thank God. And I just want to say to the saints that have laryngitis problems, and when they're ministering to people, their voice seem to come and go. There is a remedy. There is, you can use alfalfa. Alfalfa, you can buy it like a salad in the area where they have the lettuce, or you can take the tablets, and that will get rid of the laryngitis, and you'll be able to go forth in the Lord. And that's just one of the things that is good for it, besides the honey and the lemon juice and all. But just know that alfalfa is good for laryngitis. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you, Dr. Pfeiffer.
Amen. Thank God for that.
Amen. Amen.
Right, is there anybody else? The line is open. Anyone else? All right. God bless you. I just want to thank God for what he did for an amazing grace on yesterday. We had a great time. Great time. Lord bless the service. Man, had a lady who joined yesterday, Sister Gina. Thank you so much. She witnessed to someone and brought them to church, and they joined a church, and they have three more that are going to join this Wednesday night. God is good, and we just...
Amen.
Amen. And